and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned into the broadcast again this week. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4, verse number 14. The Lord Jesus has gone out into the wilderness, and he's been baptized of John. He's been tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights, and he has not done anything physically to Satan, but he has resisted Satan through and by the Word of God, a great example to us. There are those that say that we fight against Satan, and we're to fight Satan. We're to wrestle against Satan. There's nothing in the Scripture that tells us that we're to fight or wrestle against Satan, because we have no power to do so. But what the Bible does tell us, as the children of God, is we're to resist the devil. We're to answer Satan's temptations with the Word of God. We're to find that way of escape when tempted by him. That is found in the Word of God, and that way of escape is obedience unto our Lord. And so the Lord Jesus Christ manifested that. It says here in verse number 14 of Luke 4, "And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him through all the region round about." So we see here a great point in that Jesus went to the wilderness driven by the Holy Spirit to be tempted for this time, and had victory by the Word of God, and by the power of the Spirit that is in him is him. And then the Scripture says he returns in power of the Spirit. Without trying, without testing, without putting to work the Word of God in our hearts and lives, we will have no power as the children of God. It's only by his strength, by his ability, by his power that we can go forth for him. Here the Lord Jesus Christ seems to be found in a very low time, and it was hard on his flesh to go without food for 40 days. I don't even know if that's anything that we could do. He didn't eat anything. And he resisted the temptation of Satan by the Word of God. And then he's filled with power. He has great ability and power to go forth in the ministry of our Lord. And so, Jesus did these things as a man. And that's his example unto us as his children. It says in verse 14, "Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region round about." This fame of his preaching, of his word, "Never a man spake like this." Some of the things that are said regarding our Lord, it goes out. It goes out and it just breaks forth. As it says in the Scriptures, as it's prophesied, the light is shining like it has never shone before. Verse 15, "And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified of all." And so as he teaches, he's a blessing to all those that hear him, and being glorified of all. Listen to this. "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read." So evidently there was a working in the synagogue that men could volunteer to read out of the Scriptures. And they would, at that time of reading, either had something on their heart, or there was just an order of reading that was done, and they volunteered to do so. And when it was time, he stood up to read. So he's has this practice through his life, and now he's been baptized by John, that all righteousness be fulfilled. An example to those that believe in him, that they should be baptized. He's been tempted to Satan. He's been triumphant in that. He comes forth and begins his ministry in power. And so he comes back to his hometown first. And on this Sabbath day, when it's time for the men to stand up to be able to read, Jesus does, as his practice was. Verse 17, "And there was delivered unto him the book of Isaiah, or Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written." So, and understand, as it says book here, it was probably most likely a scroll, and the scrolls wouldn't cover, you know, we're so used to having the book of the Bible, and it's, we can just thumb through and find any portion of scripture that we're looking for. Well, there in that day, the Lord most likely had a scroll, and it wouldn't have contained necessarily a whole lot of chapters in it, much less books. And it says, just so happens that this particular one was delivered unto him. And it wasn't just a happenstance. It was by the providence and working of God, because Jesus needs to do something here. And scripture needs to be shown forth that it's being fulfilled. Prophecy is being fulfilled by the Lord. So when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, verse number 18, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him." So, he's looking for this passage, and the exact scroll was handed to him. And this is the working and the power of God indeed. He goes to this place in Isaiah chapter 61, as we know it, and he reads this: "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." And indeed it is. The Lord Jesus Christ is completely filled with the Spirit of God. He is God. He is God the Son, come in the flesh. And as a man, he is completely filled with all the Spirit of God. The Old Testament scriptures testify to that. It's being told forth here in the New Testament scriptures. He says, because he's done so, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. We're going to find here six different aspects or facets of the Lord's ministry. That this is the reason that he has come, the reason he's been sent by the Father. He has been anointed, sanctioned by God Almighty to preach the gospel to the poor. See, we are, in and of ourselves, we are weak and needy and poor. Every single one of us. Because, in and of ourselves, we don't know the way to God. We don't understand the need of our soul. We don't know about the saving grace, the fulfilled gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, unless we're told that by the Lord. And the thing is it can be told by the Lord via his people, and folks will hear with their ear, but indeed they need to hear ultimately with their hearts. And that takes the working and power of the Lord, which he has promised he will do. "Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor," and poor indeed we are, and Jesus is the one that comes preaching about his death, burial, and resurrection. Okay? And understand that. It's foretold beforehand. John begins to get closer to it, but then Jesus begins to tell the detail about his death, burial, and resurrection. So we need the gospel of the gospel preached to us, because we are poor. We do not understand. And Jesus is the anointed one. He's the Messiah. The Messiah, not a Messiah, but the Messiah. He says here, number two, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. And we are broken. Broken by sin. Broken by the effects and ravages of sin. And we need some healing and some help. And because of our sin, that's what Jesus does. He saves and he heals. He has sent me to heal, to preach the gospel to those that are poor, which is everyone, everybody is poor in the spiritual sense. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, which he can do. Number three, to preach deliverance to the captives. We are indeed captive by sin. We are captive by sin. Sin has got a hold of us, and we can't know and work to be able to be delivered from it ourselves. We can't do it. Number four, in recovering of sight to the blind. We are naturally blind to the things of God, to our need, to sin, to the Lord. And he came to recover that sight by his gospel. And notice what's at the beginning here. It's not water baptism. It's not good works for the sake of salvation, but the gospel of Jesus and that which he would do. Number five, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Because we are captive. We are beat up and banged up by sin. And we need delivered. And he is the deliverer. And to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. It's come to pass. That which was prophesied about the Messiah, the Savior, the Son of God coming, he's here. This is the day. This is the day that he has come. Now, in this, it goes on to say here in verse 20, and he closed the book and gave it again to the minister and sat down, and the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. So he takes this passage, and we're going to take and look at next time how our Lord doesn't read all of the passage, but he reads only a portion of the passage. And he reads that portion of the passage that was applicable to this time. Look at verse 21. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. He says, it's happened right here today. So Jesus has by the leadership of the Spirit of God, it's time for him to start his ministry. He's going to John the Baptist to be baptized of him, not because Jesus needs baptism in any way, but as an example to his people, to his children and his church. He goes and is tempted of the devil for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness without eating, and he's triumphant in that, and he does so by the word of God and the power of God. He comes forth in a mighty way, beginning to minister, working his way back to his own hometown, and he reads this passage saying, the scripture today is fulfilled. We'll take a look next time about what's in that passage in Isaiah 61 and the things that Jesus didn't read about at that time. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.